Cozy and Miss Plonk. Karen Hollis is in the studio with us. She's got a deck of cards. Miss Plonk has picked 20 of those cards, and they're all spread out now.
Mm-hmm.
And they mean something.
They mean lots of things, I bet.
What do they mean, Karen, for Miss Plonk?
Well, for the most part, she's a pretty happy gal. She's all about the work. You guys here at CCC are all about the work.
Yeah.
This is your life.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
interesting.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I guess. And so, again, it's going to be a good year for finances for you. It looks like it's going to be better this year.
Nice.
You know, there is a man in your past, and he has a lot of regrets about the relationship that you had with him. And he's going to make a resurgence in your life. He's going to come forward, and he's going to say he was sorry. He's going to try and get you to agree to be friends with him. But okay. I don't recommend it because he hasn't changed. So do you know who that is to you?
There's many men that...
many men that... Oh, dear.
Fit the description.
I fit that description, so...
Let's just see what else is going to come for you. You know, oftentimes when I talk to people in my office, I always say, you know, I need to let go of past hurts because the past can kind of haunt us, can't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so it looks like this year you're doing a lot of that. You're just saying, you know what it was, and I'm not going to go back to that again. And the people that hurt me, well, they can just go away. I'm not going to deal with them again, okay? It looks like you're also, you know, you've considered what you're going to do with your career, how you're going to do it, where you're going to do it, you know, what things you can add here at the station, you mm-hmm. know, to make it even more fun. And it shows to you, it feel like, you know, when it comes to work-related stuff, I've done some really cool things. And it looks like you enjoy what you do, you know?
Sure.
So I think you'd be staying for a while. I don't think they're going to be saying goodbye to you for any time soon. That's worry too much.
All the time.
Yeah, you're anxiety-ridden in a big way.
All the time.
You know? So lots of financial choices coming up for you. It looks like there's options to make a move from where you live. Is that something you've been thinking about?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Do you see any lesbian neighbors in there? Because I have one of those. That like to wake me up 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, interestingly enough, in the regular deck of cards, okay, the Queen of Spades is known as the Ruthless Bitch of Spades.
Oh, really?
And she shows up. Yeah.
Nice. Is it me?
Sorry
though?
About that.
Is it me though?
No. It just shows that.
Oh, that'd be cool.
It's too bad. That's a cool title.
I know, right?
The Ruthless Bitch of Spades. You want to be known as that? Oh my gosh. No. What it shows. What it shows is that it's just differences of opinion about things, you know. Mm-hmm. And with regard to the neighbor, she's okay. She's all right.
All right.
You know, we'll lay off of her. We're not going to give her a hard time.
All right.
You don't like talking about, like, spooky things. They really freak you out.
Yeah, they really do. I have a lot of weird things in my family. Like one time somebody said that there's ghosts following me. We went to a graveyard, and they thought ghosts were following me around, so.
Yeah, she had a black, in a cemetery. A black cat following around, like, almost constantly.
Brushing up against my legs and just constant. And I've always felt something was really weird around me all the time. Like, I always feel like someone's watching me, even if they're not.
Well, you do have a ghost here in the studio. Are you aware of that?
We do?
Yeah, you do.
Is it Kurt Cobain?
No, it's not Kurt Cobain. Although, I understand you've tried to contact him on Halloween's past, right?
Yes.
We did.
Yeah.
No, you
just one?
You have one. You had one, and his name is Edwin.
Edwin.
I don't know who Edwin is, but he's very interested in everything that Zuko does around here. He follows Zuko around.
Well, yeah, because probably I sleep down in the basement.
I think it's the hair,
he's
maybe.
Used to Zuko.
So it's a really interesting house that you guys have here. It's a historic place, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. The minute I walked in, I got this sense that there was a presence here. And do you feel that here, Zuko?
I will say that a couple creepy things have happened.
It's mostly on the overnight. If you ever worked an overnight here, you'll hear doors shutting. It sounds like doors are opening and shutting, but all the doors are locked in here. There, we have a little swing thing at the bottom of the stairs, and it'll just start moving out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, one time, and I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Zuko, but one time this guy was like right behind you, and you kept feeling like he was like on your back or whatever, that somebody was almost like right behind you, and he was trying to freak you out. He really was just trying to play with you.
Oh, well, thanks, Edwin.
So in any case, your listeners can friend me on Facebook, and I'm on www.readingsbykaren.com. And with regard to you, Miss Clunk, you know, it looks like it's going to be a good year too. You know,
nice.
I try and focus on the positive, see what's going on.
Nice.
You know? So I do think you are going to make a move though, out of your house.
I think
wherever you live.
Good.
That's amazing that she picked that up.
Now this for my mother. Do you see me hitching some kids and getting married and She told me to ask that. She wants to be a grandma. What can I say?
I see you as trying to decide, is that what I really want? Is that what I really want?
Well, we know your mom wants that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like you're ready to make some commitments and that type of thing, but you love your work, and you know that children are a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're trying to decide, is that what I really want? You know, how's that going to affect what I do here? You know? And so I think you will.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think you will.
Hear that, Mom?
All right.
There's hope.
There's hope.
Maybe. More with Karen Hollis next on The Rock 106.9 WCCC.